But when you walk around thinking all this stuff, it's so hard to live right. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I know what you need to do. You need to shut your mouth up until you find out something right to say. And then open your Bible up and say, Holy Spirit, now you need to talk. I've talked in the past and it just messed me up. Huh? So, see, this book will teach you how to pray. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you're so good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this again real quick, and then we'll move on. When you're born again, when you're born into the kingdom, you got a revelation of the kingdom. You will know that there is nothing outside of the kingdom that can ever rule in the kingdom, because it is the only one like it, God's kingdom. There's no other kingdom like this kingdom of God, and you've been born into it. All right? The only one like it is God's kingdom. The only and one and only. We have been brought into it for such a time as this. Woo, if ever was a time that the church needs to stand up and shine, it's now. I said it's now. It has come time for all the body of Christ. I'm not just talking about this local church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. If you name Christ, you've been separated from sin and joined the Lord. It's time for the body of Christ to rise and take a place in the earth and dominate. Say that with me. It's time for us to dominate. We didn't come to take sides. We came to take over. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We come to take over. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, then you may ask, how do we do this? What are we going to do this with? With your faith. Listen to the list. With your faith. With the name, with our believing, with our trusting, with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, by the Spirit of the Lord, with our praise, with our worship, with our obedience, with our praying, with our saying, with our standing, with our confessions, with our forgiving, with the love of God, with our agreement with God, with our giving, sowing, and reaping, with our fasting and waiting on the Lord, and by the power of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. That's how we're going to do it. Hallelujah. I want you to listen, and listen to these promises that we have, that we can stand on, that we can pray. I got a list of them, so I'm going to take time to read it, all of them. And I don't know if y'all can follow me, because for time's sake, but Psalm 91, 14 and 15. Listen what God said. Psalm 91, 14, 15. All these are King James. You want to look them up in another translation, be good if you want to do that. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And sometimes we read through that, and we just don't pay it too much attention. But listen what he said. Because he set his love upon me. When you set your love upon God, therefore will I deliver him. Did Daniel, would you say Daniel had his love set upon God? What did they do to the man? They threw him where? And they didn't expect Daniel to come out. But there were some angels in the lion den that they didn't see. Huh? And the king, the one that was gave the command, was all upset, and Daniel was sleeping like a baby. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, they can talk about all the academics and all kind of flus and these and that. It shall not come nigh my dwelling. I believe God. I don't know what you believe. That's what Psalm 91 says. It shall not come nigh my dwelling, right? Jeremiah, let me go on, because if I keep on, I won't get through. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me. This is what the Lord said, and I will answer thee. What did he say? He didn't say, I think about answering thee. He said, you call unto me, I will answer thee. Is he the liar? When you call unto him, you should expect an answer, right? Amen. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And all things whatsoever ye, this is Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. How many things?
All.
I want y'all to hear what he's saying. Ooh, what a base for faith. What a base to operate from. All things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Ye shall receive. Say, I shall receive. John 16, 24 and 23 and 4, listen to this. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Jesus said, what day? The day we're living in right now. You don't ask Jesus anything. You hear people saying, Jesus, he said, don't ask me nothing. See, when you hear what he's saying and do it like he tells you to do, you can't help but have, because he can't lie. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whoa. What did he say? Whatsoever you shall ask the Father, whatsoever you shall ask the Father, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Did y'all hear that? Didn't say he might. It doesn't say, like some people say, God says sometime yes, sometime no. You can't find that in there. But you can find all the promises of God in him is what? Yes and amen. So he will give it to you. Hitherto, up to now, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. When you got your bill paid, need met, got money in the bank, more than you need, you're walking in health, you got a good job, you got your worship and praise life in order. Morning, you greet the Father, you start your day with him, and he directs you by his Spirit through the day, keep you safe and sound. Why can't you be filled with joy? Huh? Hallelujah. You go out among heathen and peoples that ungodly and all this, and you go and come and no harm comes. Why can't you be full of joy? Why can't you come through the old door with your mouth filled with praise? Why can't you lose it sometime? How come you have to have a stiff upper lip all the time? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am reading what God said. This is not what Jimmy Jones said. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to 15:7, John Gospel 15:7. Y'all got the list, so just Stay, keep it before. If you abide in me, and my words, what? Abide in you. You see the condition?